Chapter 75, pardoning, forgiving, and turning away from the ignorant ones. قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, accustom yourself to pardon, enjoin the doing of what is good, and stay aloof from the ignorant ones. قال الله تعالى فاصفح الصفح الجميل. Surat al-Hijj. So withdraw from them a gracious withdrawal. قال الله تعالى وليعفوا وليصفحوا ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم. Surah An-Nur. Rather, let them forgive and pardon. Do you not desire that Allah forgives you? قال الله تعالى والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين. And pardon the people, and Allah loves the doers of good. قال الله تعالى ولمن صبر وغفر إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور. سورة الشورى. However, whoever endures with fortitude and forgives, surely these are acts of courage. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أنها قالت للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هل أتى عليك يوم كان أشد من يوم أحد؟ قال لقد لقيت من قومي وكان أشد ما لقيت منهم يوم العقبة إذ أرجت نفسي على ابن عبد يليل بن عبد كلال فلم يجبني إلى ما أردت فانطلقت وأنا مهموم على وجهي فلم أستفق إلا وأنا بقرن الثعالب فرفعت رأسي فإذا أنا بسحابة قد أظلتني فنظرت فيها فيها جبريل فنظرت فإذا فيها جبريل عليه السلام فناداني فقال إن الله تعالى قد سمع قول قومك لك وما ردوا عليك وقد بعث إليك ملك الجبال لتأمره بما شئت فيهم فناداني ملك الجبال فسلم علي ثم قال يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله قد سمع قول قومك لك وأنا ملك الجبال وقد بعثني ربي إليك لتأمرني بأمرك فما شئت إن شئت أتبقت عليهم الأخشبين فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بل أرجو أن يخرج الله من أصلابكم من يعبد الله وحده لا يشرك به شيئا متفق عليه. عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates as she asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, did you experience any day that was more severe than the battle of Uhud? He replied, I bore many hardships from your people. The severest hardships which I bore from them was on the day of Aqaba. I presented myself to Ibn Abd Yalil Ibn Wulal, who was the leader of Taif. He did not accept my invitation. I therefore departed from there with much grief. I only recovered when I reached Qarn al-Thalib. I raised my head and saw a cloud shading me. When I looked carefully, I saw Jibreel alayhi salam. He called to me saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heard the response of your people to you. He sent the angel of the mountains to you so that you may command him to do whatever you like to these people. The angel of the mountains called me and greeted me. He then said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah heard the response of your people to you. I am the angel of the mountains. My sustainer sent me to you so that you may command me to whatever you like. If you wish, I can reduce them to smithereens between Al-Aqshabayn, the two mountains surrounding Mecca. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may produce from their progeny someone who worships Allah alone without ascribing any partners to him. So this hadith in detail, in Fadail Amal, in the Haqayat al-Sahaba, in the stories of the Sahaba. The first story he mentions is the story of Taif in details from different narrations here. So in there, Rasulullah goes to, after many years of torture in Makkah, besides 40-50 people, nobody accepted Islam. So he had great hope in Taif, that if I go to Taif, this is one of the strong force. So if it becomes the Darul Islam, the capital for Muslims, and Islam starts propagating from there, alhamdulillah, it will spread and it will be very great support for Islam. So he went there with great expectation, that, you know, somebody will accept. The three chiefs of the different clans all made fun of him and rebuked him and took him out. Not just that, when Rasulullah was returning, the young hooligans at the town of Taif pelted him with stones. Pelted him, he was bleeding. And then he made Allahumma shku ilayka dha'fa killati wa hawani alayka. He made such a dua, Allahu Akbar, and complaining about his feebleness, weakness. Allah, if you're pleased with me, there's nothing to worry. If you're displeased, then Allah. And then Allah sent an angel, Jibreel salatu wasalam. Angel Jibreel salatu wasalam came and said, this angel is at your command, the angel of these mountains. You command them, just command them. Just destroy these mountains, destroy these people of Taif who done this torture to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no. I hope from their progeny, today they have rejected me, threw me out, but from inshallah, from somebody from their children will bring Islam. Somebody from their children will bring Islam. And you know, they say, us people, Bengalis, Gujaratis, Indians, Bangladeshis, the Afghanis, the Sri Lankans, Pakistanis, the subcontinent people are from the children of Muhammad ibn Qasim, from the people of Taif. And if you see around the world, mashallah, especially from our, how much deen is spread in Quran. Rasulullah's cry and worry and his tawajjuh and dua that from their children somebody will, they will accept. So alhamdulillah, Allah after Fatih Makkah, Islam, 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 Islam. And today, you see Islam. Look at Rasulullah's dua. If he made dua at that time, Allah crushed them. And he could have, and he was pelted with stones, blood over him. This is where he met that one, even the mushrikeen of Makkah felt sorry for Rasulullah. That's how much he was pelted. That they sent some grapes, one of the, and then he talked about his Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam to what's his name, the slave of one of the mushrikeen of Makkah, and he said, how do you know him? Yunus bin Mata'ah, he was from Ka'inka. So he goes, well, that's my brother in prophethood, and he accepted Islam at that time. But that was a Ajib story, how he was tortured. And so now in this narration, Ammi Jan is asking him, his beloved wife, a little heart. She started talking about pelting of the stones and how he bled. What happened to Ammi? He was Rahmatul Lil Alameen. That he went, so maybe in this narration we see that to Ammi Jan when he narrates the story to our mother, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, he didn't say in details how he was pelted with stones. So in this narration, you see he doesn't mention that. He just mentions how the angels after came. But after all that pelting of stones and he was tortured, he was beaten and taken out, I mean, this now today, when a person just reads that story, because it's the beginning of Fadail al-A'mal, it makes tears come to your eyes. Look at us today. Alhamdulillah, we have everything. Huh? Alhamdulillah, we're so fortunate. And this is what our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through. Allah enable us to follow in his sunnah, in the zahir batin. Allah enable us to sense abundance of salawat. And this is for our own benefit. Abundance, Allah enable us to connect ourselves with our beloved. Allah enable us to do the work of da'wah and tabligh and worry about the ummah and all mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give everybody hidayah.